Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a lovely bhajan adoring Lord Ganesha. Lambodara he Gauri Nandana. Let's listen to how the first line of the bhajan sounds.
Lambodara he Gauri Nandana.
So this is what we will learn now. Like in every episode of this program, let's get familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the beat. And we'll spend a lot of time understanding the significance of every word of this bhajan. So we begin with the lyrics.
Lambodara he Gauri Nandana Vighna Vinashaka Shubhanana Siddhi Vinayaka He Dukha Bhanjana Asura Vinashaka Shubhanana Gauri Nandana Mushika Vahana Vighna Vinashaka Shubhanana.
With the lyrics clear, let's now come to the interesting part of singing this bhajan. As you listen to the tune of this bhajan sung very slowly without any musical accompaniments, please listen carefully and follow after every line so that you get a feel of how this bhajan flows.
We are singing this bhajan in D pancham.
Lambodara he Gauri Nandana
Lambodara he Gauri Nandana
Lambodara he Gauri Nandana
Lambodara he Gauri Nandana
Vighna Vinashaka Shubhanana
Vighna Vinashaka Shubhanana
Vighna Vinashaka Shubhanana
Vighna Vinashaka Shubhanana
Siddhi Vinayaka He Dukkha Bhanjana
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 Asura Vinashaka Shubhanana
Asura Vinashaka Shubhanana
Asura Vinashaka Shubhanana
Asura Vinashaka Shubhanana
Gauri Nandana Mushika Vahana
Gauri Nandana Mushika Vahana
Gauri Nandana Mushika Vahana
Gauri Nandana Mushika Vahana
Vighna Vinashaka Shubhanana
Vighna Vinashaka శుభానన
విఘ్న వినాశక శుభానన
విఘ్న వినాశక శుభానన
లంబోదర హే గౌరీ నందన.
So this is the beautiful bhajan in adoration of the lovely Lord Ganesha. Very powerful tune. When a bhajan session starts, if it starts with vigor, it raises the whole ambience around. People wake up from wherever their mind is and concentrate on the Lord. And that is what every Ganesha bhajan should do. So let's understand the structure of this bhajan. What makes the bhajan so alive and so energizing? So Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the raga of the bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
This very vibrant bhajan is based on rag Hamsadvani. In Hamsadvani we have Sa Re Shudri Ga Shudga Pa Ni Shudni
Sa Ni Pa Ga Re Sa Sa Re Ga Pa Ni Sa Ni Pa Ga Re Sa.
So it has five notes.
Vinayaka Vinayaka Mahaganapate Namostate Pahi Gajanana Dinavana.
All these bhajans belong to Hamsadvani. When I sing Pahi Gajanana, I am reminded of the beautiful alap which has as an invocatory note to Lord Ganesha. In fact, it's there in the Radio Sai Bhajans channel. The alap beautifully starts with Shuklam Bharadharam Vishnum, followed by Agajanana Padmarkam, that stotram, which is tuned in Hamsadvani. Now coming back to this bhajan, when we do the swaras, you would realize there are small variations in the lines where Shuddha Dha is added, Shuddha Ma is being added, but it just feels as if the entire bhajan is in Hamsadvani. But these are the beautiful additions, I think, when the singers sing along with, it adds a lot of beauty too. For example,
Lambodarahe.
You wouldn't have noticed perhaps that I got into a note, I sang just a note which is not there in the Hamsadvani.
Lambodarahe. Dha.
Okay.
Finally, it is all beautiful and just makes you think of God. Just that, when you ask me to analyze the raga line by line and see where it belongs to.
Sani pa ga pa dha pa ga re ga pa dha pa ga re.
That is Mohanam. But yeah. Whereas the dha is being taken into this bhajan. The final experience is a blissful and, as you said, very energizing after three ohms, which the important role the Ganesha bhajans play is that after three omkarams, the energy in which they wake us up, as you said, to get tuned to the entire bhajan session is something very amazing. And we have very powerful Ganesha bhajans, vibrant Ganesha bhajans with third speed, Ganesha bhajans which are meditative, Ganesha bhajans which are slow, medium, fast.
And I think the bhajans which are in Hamsadvani have a different feel altogether, given the nature of the raga, isn't it?
Yes, as you said, the nature of the raga, it is being used for an auspicious beginning. So many concerts, they start with the Hamsadvani. For example, you have the very famous Kriti, Vatapi Ganapatim.
Vatapi Ganapatim Bhajeham.
It sets the mood of a brightness, a beautiful energy around.
Yes.
That the listeners get tuned to the concert, as well as get soaked into the Kriti also.
So as you said, let's take every line and then we can discover the lovely manner in which swaras have come together for this.
Yes.
Bhajan.
So let's take the first line.
Lambodarahe Gauri Nandana. నందన సని పగ పాధ ప గరి గ ప రే రే రే
సని పగ పాధ ప గరి గ ప రే రే రే
విఘ్న వినాశక శుభాననా నిరి రి ప గరి స స ని రి స
నిరి రి ప గరి స స ని రి స
సిద్ధి వినాయక హి దుఃఖ భంజన నిసని పరిరి గరి స సగరి గమగ
నిసని పరిరి గరి స సగరి గమగ
అసుర వినాశక శుభానన గపని ని 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 సాసని రి సా
గపని ని 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 సాసని రి సా
గౌరీ నందన మూషిక వాహన రి 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 నిరి ని ప గ గ ప ద ప గ రి
రి రి రి రి రి రి నిరి ని ప గ గ ప ద ప గ రి
విఘ్న వినాశక శుభానన ని రి రి ప గ రి స స ని రి స
ని రి రి ప గ రి స స ని రి స
సో ది బీట్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ ది యూజువల్ బీట్ రైట్
yes the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat ఆది తాళం ఆర్ కహర్వా ఇన్ ది క్లాసికల్ మ్యూజిక్ సో లెట్స్ హావ్ ద కౌంట్ 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1
लंबोदर हे गौरी नंदन
लंबोदर हे गौरी नंदन
विघ्न विनाशक शुभानना
విఘ్న వినాశక
శుభాన దట్ గివ్స్ అస్ ఎ వెరీ గుడ్ ఐడియా ఆఫ్ ది రాగ అండ్ ద తాళ థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్ అనిరుద్ధ్ అండ్ ఆనంద్
థ్యాంక్ యూ విషు సాయిరామ్
సాయిరామ్ వి నౌ కమ్ టు ది మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ క్లాస్ రూమ్ వేర్ ఇన్ వి కాంటెంప్లేట్ ఆన్ వాట్ ఈచ్ వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ భజన్ కన్వేస్ ఎ భజన్ మే హ్యావ్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ మెలడీ But if it is bereft of feelings from the heart, it is as dry as a desert. So let's take every line and see what every word of this bhajan is trying to tell us and how we can connect to Swami as we sing with devotion. The first line, Lambodara he Gauri Nandana. Lambodara refers to the one with a big belly. The large belly of Lord Ganesha is very cute to look at. He is so adorable. What he also conveys through that round belly is how everything in this universe is round. Everything that goes around, comes around. That is what the law of karma is. The big stomach, Bhagavan says, also represents how we should have the tenacity to absorb everything, be it pain, pleasure, happiness, joy, good, bad. Ganesha is always the cheerful one. Everything is assimilated without any complaints. And his pot belly is only through steam cooked food. Swami says Ganesha likes modaka, which has no oil and which is cooked in the most healthy way. So even though he has a big belly, but he is healthy, he is agile, and he
is able to absorb and assimilate everything. That is what Lambodara signifies. Gauri is the name of Mother Parvati. She is called Gauri because she is brilliant, she is shining, she is effulgent. Nandana means sun. Ganesha is Gauri Nandana, the beloved son of Mother Parvati. There is an interesting legend about the birth of Lord Ganesha. Once Mother Parvati was preparing to have a shower, she wanted someone to stand as a guard. Nandi, the divine bull, was always with Lord Shiva, and Mother Parvati felt that she had no one loyal to her. So she took a little turmeric paste that she had applied on her body, and using it, she created the image of a boy and breathed life into it. That is how Ganesha came into being. Her loyal son did guard her sincerely, but so sincere this little boy was that even when Lord Shiva wanted to enter inside, he did not allow him. And so a battle followed between Lord Shiva and the son, resulting in Lord Shiva beheading his own son. When Mother Parvati saw this, she was inconsolable, and Lord Brahma appeared on the scene and suggested that Lord Shiva should replace the boy's head with the head of the first living being that he came across, which lay with its head facing north. And Lord Shiva then sent his disciples to find such a head, and they found a dying elephant sleeping in this manner. After its death, they took its head and attached it to the boy's body and brought him back to life. Lord Shiva then made him the leader of all the celestial armies or Ganas and conferred him the name Ganesha. It was because of his valorous self, it was because of his fearlessness, because of his courage. So that is how Lord Ganesha got the face of an elephant. But there is a deeper meaning in this story. It tells us how one should be totally loyal to one's mother. If our dedication to our mother is complete, we will automatically gain all the blessings of the world and become invincible. We will become the leader of men. Bhagwan always speaks of five mothers for a person, namely the physical mother or the Deha Mata, the cow that gives us sustaining milk or Gomata. The third is Bhumata, the land that grows the crops that feeds us. The holy motherland is the fourth, Desha Mata. And finally, the heritage of spiritual treasure that reveals the aim and purpose of human life and takes us towards the goal of self-realization. And this is Veda Mata. Bhagwan always exhorts us to respect all these five mothers. So in this line, we pray to the beloved son of Mother Gauri, who is the pot-bellied one and the most resilient, valorous one. We pray to him to bless us with that large-heartedness, to bless us with that courage and tenacity to deal with everything in life with a smile. We move on to the next line. Vigna Vinashaka Shubhanana. Vigna is obstacle. Vinashaka is destroy. Shubhanana comes from Shubha, which means auspicious. Anana refers to face. There's a very beautiful experience of Professor Raghunath Sharma, an alumnus of Bhagwan's college, who also serves in the Prashant Nilayam campus. It was during the days of his PhD program. He was near the Mandir Ganesha, and suddenly from nowhere, Professor Nanjundaya, the then controller of examinations, comes there and he tells Mr. Raghunath, "I know that you are struggling a lot for your PhD, for your doctorate. If you think that you will complete your PhD on your own, you are wrong. You should pray to him. You should pray to Lord Ganesha." This was a very telling moment for Raghunath Sharma, because it was not as if Professor Nanjundaya was speaking to him every day. The way the message came and at the time it came made him feel that this was a message from Bhagwan. So he took his advice very seriously, and from that day he would go and stand in front of Ganesha and fold his hands and pray to him to bless him with the knowledge and wisdom to complete his PhD. And from then on, his PhD progressed at a brisk pace and he completed it in the next 6 months. In fact, a PhD which was dragging for several years without any visible progress happened in just 6 months after he started his prayers to Lord Ganesha. Lord Ganesha is the one who removes all the obstacles, be it on the path of our material progress or on the path to our self-realization. He converts everything inauspicious into auspiciousness. So that is what is conveyed in Vigna Vinashaka Shubhanana. Let's move on to the third line. Siddhi Vinayaka He Dukha Bhanjana. Dukha is sorrow. Bhanjana is one who removes our sorrow. Siddhi is wisdom. Vinayaka is the one who has no leader above him. There's a lovely moment shared by a long-term devotee, Mr. Srinivasan. He had his first darshan of Bhagwan in 1965. He was an active sevadal and was even a chosen instrument involved in getting the ceiling work done for the Sai Kulwant Hall. During the early years of his pilgrimage to Prashanthanilayam, he used to seek tips for good darshan and ways and means of getting close to Bhagwan. He received many suggestions, but nothing seemed to work. And then a devotee told him, "There is an inexplicable connection between Lord Ganesha and Bhagwan. If you pray sincerely to Lord Ganesha, he will take your prayers to Bhagwan." So Mr. Srinivasan tried this many times and he says, "Believe it or not, at times I had got very, very good responses. I used to make petty prayers like I should get the first line or I should get Padmaskaram today or Swami should accept my letter today. And things would just work out." At one point in time, he faced a great problem in his life and he was desperate to speak to Swami and pray for his blessings. He immediately remembered Lord Ganesha and did 12 circumambulations around him and broke a coconut and prayed to him. Most amazingly, that day, he got the first token in darshan line. In those days, the devotees used to sit on the sands for darshan. That session, when Bhagwan emerged out of his residence, he proceeded to the lady's side as darshan began and then came onto the gent's side. He accepted Mr. Srinivasan's letter and then he asked how many, meaning how many people were with him. He said, "Only me, Swami." Swami said, "Okay, go inside." Mr. Srinivasan could not believe his ears and he ran towards the mandir veranda. Once inside the interview room, Bhagwan lovingly inquired about his problems and he explained the solutions for his worries. And then Swami smiled at him and said, "You were seeking recommendation from Ganesha, but when I called you in, you just ran towards mandir without even looking at Ganesha who is there near the circle. You forgot to thank him or think of him." So that is the beautiful cosmic connection between the Lord and his beloved son, who is always eager to remove the sorrows of the Lord's devotees. He is the Dukha Bhanjana, removes our miseries. And since he is the one without any leader, he is the indisputable leader. He is the most resourceful one who all the time fills us with the right direction and ensures that we are blessed with the grace of the divine. Let's move on to the next line. Asura Vinashaka Shubhanana. Asura is demon. Vinashaka is to destroy. Shubhanana, as we discussed earlier, means the one who confers auspiciousness. So Asura Vinashaka Shubhanana refers to Lord Ganesha, who removes the demons inside us. The demons inside as well as outside. A student of the Sri Satisai High Secondary School, Satyaprasad, once shared this beautiful moment that he had had with Lord Ganesha. He says, "I was a notorious child, being the only son of my parents. My mother was always concerned about me. When I joined here for grade 11, I don't know why, but I felt like joining the Ganesh Puja team of boys. Our job was to take care of the shrine of Lord Ganesha and worship him daily. So I started considering Ganesha as my brother, my beautiful, friendly brother. So I used to tell Ganesha everything as I used to worship, as I worshipped him every day. And I knew that he would help me with my academics. Earlier, I was vacillating between the 3rd and the 5th rank. After I started my worship to Lord Ganesha, I secured 2nd rank. But more than academics, I saw something very beautiful in my attitude. I actually wanted to see a change in myself. So one day I fell at his feet and I pleaded with Ganesha to help me in my character. There were a lot of changes that I wanted to bring in my personality and I was not able to do that. Once I started worshipping Lord Ganesha, I was surprised to see the transformation happening within me. For instance, earlier, I was always close to any suggestions or ideas from my classmates. I used to think, I am correct. Why is this person suggesting something which is not going to work? I was not open to new ideas. I was very impatient. Once I made Ganesha my friend, I started having more patience. I began to listen more. I became more accommodative. In fact, when I went home, my mother was so deeply touched seeing the behavioral change in me. And I can attribute this only to Lord Ganesha, destroying all the negative traits within me. So that is how Lord Ganesha is Asura Vinashaka, all that is unpleasant in us. Our sincere prayers to him converts that into beautiful traits, into traits that helps us to love everyone, into qualities that makes us endearing to the Lord. Let's move on to the ultimate line. Gauri Nandana, Mushika Vahana. We already discussed Gauri Nandana. Mushika Vahana refers to Lord Ganesha having Mushika or the rat or the mouse as his vehicle. According to ancient Indian culture and spirituality, Lord Ganesha always rides on the mouse. Now what is the inner significance of this? Bhagwan once said, you may wonder how a small mouse can carry on its back a hefty personality like Ganesha. Well, Mushika does not refer to a mere mouse. It symbolizes the darkness of ignorance because it is in ignorance that the mouse moves about. So Mushika Vahana is one who subdues our ignorance and dispels darkness. In a discourse in 1969, Bhagwan gave another insight on the mouse being the mount of Lord Ganesha and said, Ganesha rides on a mouse, though he is stupendously corpulent and has the head of an elephant. This does not mean that the gods are helpless without these animals and birds as instruments of locomotion. It only reveals that no bird or beast is to be despised, for the divine is using each as his vehicle. Every being is auspicious, and every being, once in association with the divine, becomes sacred. There is yet another profound insight we can learn from the mouse. During Ganesh Chaturthi festival of 1985, Bhagwan said, the mouse is a creature that is led to destruction by vasana or the smell of things. There are ways that you can trap the mouse when it is carried away by the smell of things it likes. And Swami said, vasanas are our tendencies, our preferences and our predilections stamped on our mind from the previous births. We are all victims of vasana, and Ganesha smoothers and suppresses these vasanas, the vasanas which misdirect man and create misfortune. Since Ganesha sits on these vasanas, if we pray to Lord Ganesha, all these tendencies that we have inherited from previous births can be annihilated. All our miseries are because of these qualities and these behavioral traits that are there in our personalities and have come to us from many lifetimes. To convert all these inauspicious qualities in us, Lord Ganesha fills us with that courage, with that wisdom, and with that energy. And that is what is conveyed in adoring him as Mushika Vahana. There is a sweet incident narrated by Mr. Vednarayan, who joined Bhagwan's college in Whitefield, Bengaluru in 1976. On the holy occasion of Ganesh Chaturthi that year, Bhagwan came to the hostel and brought with him the esteemed Vedic scholar Brahmarshi Kamavadhani Garu to perform the ritualistic worship of Lord Ganesha. The students had made a Ganesha idol and Bhagwan personally came to watch the proceedings. As the students performed the rituals, Bhagwan casually asked, "Where is the Ganesha?" And the scholar did not say anything. And the next moment Bhagwan waved his hand and out came a beautiful silver idol of Lord Ganesha. Swami placed the statue in the shrine and then asked, "Oh, how can the son be there without the mother? The mother also should be there." And again Bhagwan waved his hand, moved in a circle, and this time came a lovely statue of Mother Parvati. Swami handed over this idol too and said that both Mother Parvati and her son Ganesha should be worshipped together. Mr. Vednarayan says that he clearly remembers this amazing scene because it was one of those exceptional occasions when Bhagwan created beautiful statues of both mother and son at the same time. In the Ganapati Atharva Shirsham, the sacred Vedic hymn dedicated to Lord Ganesha, there is a potent mantra or the Bija mantra which when chanted will confer one with the vision of Lord Ganesha. Mr. Vednarayan was very attached to Lord Ganesha and always prayed intensely to him. And he wanted to test the efficacy of this Bija mantra mentioned in the Ganapati Atharva Shirsham. So he began chanting this mantra, and one day, after many days of chanting and sincere prayers, Swami indeed blessed him with the vision of himself as Lord Ganesha, as an infant baby Ganesha. This Ganesha had a tiny trunk and small ears and kept shaking his head this way and that way, and Mr. Vednarayan was thrilled with this enthralling experience to behold the cute and lovely form of Lord Ganesha. If our prayers are sincere, the Lord will ensure that our wish and our pure thought finds manifestation and fills us with bliss. If we sing with this feeling of sincerity, if we offer our melody, our sadhana, with this level of intensity, we will definitely be filled with the immensity of His grace, with the beauty of His physical proximity, and with the wisdom and knowledge to march towards our goal with energy and agility. Thank you so much for being with us through this session of dwelling on the various words that make this lovely bhajan on Lord Ganesha. There is no end to this satsang. What we have shared is just a drop in the ocean of what every name and every limb of Lord Ganesha signifies. If only we absorb ourselves in the inner significance of everything that we are doing, the world before us will open up with a beauty and nobility that we would have never ever imagined and fill us with bliss. So let's sing this bhajan once again along with the students of Prashanti Nilayam. As you sing this, feel Him in your heart and offer your love with utmost sincerity.
Shubha Narayana.
Brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to us. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org. You can send us your feedback by sending your messages to our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. With humility and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.